This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witz and Morning Devotions. I hope that you're well today. There's an interesting book on the market that tells people how to deal with life's worst case scenarios. Of course, the title is The Worst Case Scenario Handbook. It might be something that you want to look for yourself. Here are a few of the chapters: how to escape from quicksand, how to survive a poisonous snake attack, how to escape from killer bees, how to land a plane, how to survive an earthquake, how to survive when adrift at sea, how to win a sword fight, how to jump from a moving car. Well, kind of weird, aren't they? Well, it's possible that you may never face any of those scenarios that I've mentioned, but it is possible that you could find yourself in the same place as someone from the Bible, and I'm talking about Job. And Job was a person we read about from the Old Testament, a good man who served God, did the right thing, and in his mind, the worst thing that could happen actually did happen. And if you read the book of Job, you'll understand. And he lets us know that even when life was good and things were going his way, he was afraid that this very thing would take place. I wonder if that sounds familiar to you. Worry, we call them a worry wart, someone who's worrying about things that's going to happen. And what Job faced in his life was his worst case scenario. And what he endured, if you read the book yourself, you'll see what he endured was actually horrible, really devastating, but he did learn. What he learned was priceless. And I think that we all have that the worst case scenario in our mind. Sometimes these things happen to us or the people that we care about. But at the very least, there will be times when the bottom will fall out of your life and you'll enter what we could call the valley of affliction, when things just go wrong. And so here was Job. He wanted to serve God. That was his whole motive. He was prosperous, very wealthy, and a very generous man. And we're told he had 7 sons and 3 daughters, and they were taken from him in this an act of catastrophe, and his very wealth was lost. And he endures sickness and bad health and this dreadful calamity. It was a great struggle for Job, and the questions of why did God allow this to happen to me? That's part of this whole book from Job. His wife turned against him, cursed him actually, and his friends told him to stop complaining. So here was Job's worst case scenario. It was his worst nightmare actually had come true. His was a life that God had blessed, but there was still trouble. Even during the good times of his life, Job had that anticipation that one day something bad is going to happen. Well, thank God, most of the times our worries are ill-founded, aren't they? But of course there are times, like the young boy who was driving a hay rack down the road and the wagon fell over in front of a farmer's house, and the farmer ran out and saw the young boy crying. "Don't worry about this, son," he said. "We can fix it right now. Dinner's ready. Why don't you come inside and eat with us, and then I'll help you put this hay back on the rack." "No," he said, "I can't. My father is going to be very angry with me." "Don't worry," said the farmer. "Just come in, have some lunch with us, and you'll feel better." And this little fellow said, "I'm just afraid my father is going to be very angry with me." Well, he went inside, had the meal, and as they walked outside of the hay rack, the farmer said, "Well, don't you feel better now? We had a good meal." And the boy said, "Yes, I just know that my father will be very angry with me." "Nonsense," he said. "Where is your father anyway?" And the little boy said, "He's there, under the wagon." Well, yeah, that's the worst case scenario, isn't it? Things that go wrong. Well, if you look at Job, as I said before, and Job 14:1, it sort of describes, I think, the very truth. It says, "Life is short and sorrowful for every living soul." And you and I have our share of the things that go wrong. But Job learned about God and the purposes of God, and he learned, actually, that no area of life is safe from difficulty or disruption, that it's not God's purpose to break us, but God's purposes and plans are often beyond our own comprehension, because God says, "My thoughts and my ways are not like yours. Just as the heavens are higher than the earth, my thoughts and my ways are higher than yours." Thank you, Lord, for the lesson from Job. And we know that trouble does come. But give us, Lord, your understanding and your wisdom. Amen.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.